You are listening to On Notice, a podcast by Megan, Tanya, and Joe.
My dream has always been to be like, you know, in the movies, there's like the nerd who's in like the van or in the office in the back, or like the backstage person who like kind of like does the technical stuff. That's always been my dream. So I feel
oh my gosh, you can make that dream happen.
Like, that seems like so doable.
In like a heist that, or something.
My dream has always been to like have money without working for it.
Same.
But in the heist scenario.
At like a beachfront house that has like 18 rooms that I don't need, but like,
So you're like the ideas person. You're like, oh, I'm
I'm not even the ideas person. I appreciate an ideas person that comes in and is like, oh, we could do this, that, or the next thing. I'm more like the supportive person to that. I support the ideas.
Yeah.
And if there's a way in which I can help get to the idea to fruition. But ultimately, I'd like to reap the rewards without doing anything.
Same. I feel like you deserve it. You're very supportive.
Yeah.
Very supportive. Yes. And you deserve all the rewards.
Okay.
So that what I was going to talk about was the wedding.
We won't name any names.
And we'll stay completely anonymous, and it's like slightly abstract. Like if you were to in a scenario.
I appreciate that. I like that.
So, okay. So I know you want to look really good for the wedding, and you want to lose 10 pounds, right? Is your goal. And you want to be a skinny legend, which you are already, but you want to get there.
Yes.
You've been working out to get to your goal.
Yes.
And Joe thinks you have body dysmorphia.
Yes, you definitely do.
I don't.
You have body dysmorphia.
I do not.
Public knowledge, you do.
But you're my friend. Of course you think that. You're my friend.
Yeah, but
you're
like, how you...
I mean, we were talking,
friend, like, but you I also think that with it, though. I have body dysmorphia.
I mean, you definitely have body... You definitely have body dysmorphia. This is a true fact. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we all have body dysmorphia, or I don't have it, but you guys have it.
You're perfect. Oh my God.
We're all striving to look like you.
That's basic. Yes.
So, okay. So I have this theory on the wedding.
Okay.
As an event that's coming up, and it's your daughter's wedding. And I think weddings in general, like I was saying, are like a transition. They're a portal into an adult life, but it's also a portal for you, not just your daughter. And I think the portal is into this unknown phase of your life. And you're kind of caught between lives because you have a younger daughter. So you're in this like OBB world.
Oh, are you going to explain what OBB is?
You're in like an elementary school world, but you're also in, you're kind of between two worlds, right? Of like one daughter's going through a portal, one's going through other portals, but they're just, it's just different passages of life.
Truth.
And I feel like, in that, I would imagine that one would feel a sense of maybe a lack of control or maybe a shift or an unknown. And I feel like it would be, I think you know where I'm going with this, really easy to latch on to something that you can control within your own body that reflects on the outside as well as the inside, which would weight and the way you look and things like that. And I I think a lot of that goes back to control and like a feeling of like what's happening and a shifting and like an uncertainty, which is why a lot of people go through it when they're going through puberty. But also, I was reading, a lot of people go through, and I'm not saying
I've read about this too.
What is it?
The second most common time to have an eating disorder apart from puberty is menopause.
Yes.
I'm not saying you're in menopause. I'm saying I am in perimenopause and can almost feel like with the like shifting and changes that it is like a time when you're like.
Like a puberty.
Prime for another period like that where you feel out of control and are grasping for something.
Yes.
I agree.
So that's,
I mean, maybe, I don't know because I don't know that information, but you might be right about it. If I knew more in terms of like the ethos of what you're talking about, then maybe I would agree with you. But if it's in line with what I'm thinking, which is like hanging on to like the old version of me, the version of me that is like high metabolism, easy to lose weight, easy to like eat whatever I want, and doesn't affect me. Mm-hmm. If that's in the same ethos of what you're talking about, then yes, I agree with you. But then also, yes, it's like I've got a child that's like entering their adulthood in a form that eventually they're gonna reach where I'm at in life, right? They're just, in fact, it feels like a stone's throw before they're like my age, because whatever, like they're just starting as an adult. So maybe you are right and I'm just not like making the connection.
I don't know. I feel like it could be a lot of different things. That's why I said it's like kind of a like, I don't know, like a far-fetched like theory, because it might be totally off. And I think, Joe, like I've read similar things to you where it can be like you go through like body things, like because you're like going through
transition. I'm definitely going through body things in the sense that I feel like I'm an adult adolescent.
Yes.
That's like part of it is where I'm like, suddenly I'm like, I like to stay up late. I like to party late. I'm like, what can I do now? Like, I'm not ready to settle in. Like, I'm not like feeling rested at 8 p.m. I'm like, second wind, let's go. So
that's why you're so fun. That's like
adult adolescence for sure.
Yeah.
And I don't know, again, like maybe it matches with what you were saying about like perimenopausal or menopause. Like I'm definitely.
But another thing that happens during perimenopause is insomnia, which I think is really interesting.
I also have that. Do you have that as a symptom?
I do. Yeah.
I have it.
So do you have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep?
I used to just be falling asleep, and I noticed I started tracking in it, and it was like clockwork. Like a week before my period, I would have like a couple nights of like really bad insomnia, and then now it started transition to like I'll wake up at like random.
But I do only that.
The past like couple months has like just started.
I wake up pretty much every night at like 3 a.m. and stay awake from like 3 to 4 and then usually fall back asleep.
That's like our hormones are like, let's party.
Right? I think so.
You're supposed to be awake.
You're like, go do something.
I think we should rephrase it. I think we should rephrase it to adult adolescent.
Yeah, that sounds way better than perimenopause.
Yeah, maybe it does.
Maybe teens have that like insomnia cycles as well, but they're just like, oh, they're just out late.
I'm just in puberty. Yeah. It's puberty. Puberty and adult adolescence are the same thing, maybe.
I think it is. I think it's more fun to phrase it that way because it's so and it's also stupid because it's like perimenopause can go on for 10 years. It's like, that's not.
And also,
so I can puberty, though.
Personally,
yeah, true. My puberty went on for like forever.
Maybe not 10 years, but it's a long. Maybe it is 10 years.
I was still growing. I grew like 2 inches when I was 18 years old.
Sam's still growing now. Someone came to my house to do the insurance check, and they took my height, and they were like, you're 5'6", and I was like, really?
How tall did you think you were?
I was 5'5".
But you're 5'6".
This whole time. I was like, oh.
You're like, damn. You're like, 5'6", go off.
Are you just playing with me?
That's impressive.
I mean,
I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, sorry. You're like, he's upstairs.
He's upstairs.
But get real.
Nice try.
I don't know if that's flirting to say you're like a ginger doll.
No, I don't know.
That's a great height. 5'6"?
Aren't you 5'6"?
No, I'm 5'9".
What?
I'm 5'9".
You're 5'9".
I'm 5'9".
I thought we were the same height.
What? No.
I had this like, no, I'm serious. I'm like
taller than you for sure.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, Joe seems so tall, but like,
oh my God. How tall are you?
5'10".
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You're 5'9"?
Yeah.
This whole time. I literally thought we were, like, it makes so much
sense. You have a thing for tall. Yeah, tooth.
Yeah, actually the best people.
Best people. I mean, you're the best people.
And you guys are the only people that, actually, I feel like Ingrid will be a tall gap tooth.
Yeah.
Because she's like hoping her gap tooth stays because of you guys.
She's like,
because she has to go to the dentist. She's like, she's like, the gap tooth better stay.
I had a gap tooth when I was younger
and it did not stay. And I was like,
it didn't. You didn't, like, did you get braces, though?
No,
did
they just, it just out? Went
sometimes
together.
When you grow and you're bigger, your bigger teeth, like, bigger molars, yeah,
just,
push it in.
It just
in
went
or
together
something.
And it, like, eventually went away.
Have you ever had braces?
No.
Let me see. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you have perfect teeth.
You have, like, textbook perfect teeth.
You guys had, like...
Yes, I had braces. I actually had braces to get rid of my gap.
Same with me.
Oh, my God.
I had no gap, and then the I didn't wear my retainer, and it was,
same.
Like...
It was Oh, my God, that was me. Yeah, retainers suck. Burn retainers.
But then I had a nothing teeny gap. But then
teeny.
When I got pregnant, the relaxant taney, yes.
Oh,
taney's
my...
Taney's not a retainer, even though my original retainer was taney.
Okay.
But then when I grind my teeth, I have to wear my night guard.
Yes,
and then
yes,
I still call that, I just call the night guard taney.
Yes.
Any mouth appliance is taney.
Yeah. I feel like that makes sense. I like taney. Yeah.
Taney is just.
But you both had braces.
But I never.
You were full on braces?
I had braces and I had dental surgery.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So you've had it all.
And this is the result.
You have great teeth.
I still have a gap. But you do have a beautiful,
I barely had a gap.
Smile.
Like, you could barely see. And then when I got pregnant, the relaxin made my gap, like, widen, like, a huge amount.
Like,
and my midwife
cool.
was like, oh, that's really common, like, you know, women's feet, like, stretch or, like, widen and grow and, like... just weird things happen.
It's
if you've had braces,
so
like
wonderful to be a woman and to,
right?
and to create life
and to have 4 years
life.
Of braces to then have it all be undone
to pay an enormous amount of money to have perfect teeth only to be like, sucker, you're gonna have a baby with stretch marks and a gap, okay? Live with
I also feel like my teeth went way more buck out, like they weren't, and then when I got pregnant, it was like they were just like widening and going out at the same time. I'm like, what?
No,
what?
You've got a gorgeous smile. You're
so
actually
quite beautiful,
Joe. Like, your high cheekbones and your sparkling eyes.
Yeah.
You're actually a perfect face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do. With your dimples.
Yeah.
You
oh my
spoil.
God.
You both spoil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
You're being
gorgeous.
Too kind.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, Ingrid wants both of your gap teeth. She's
well,
really
gap
fun.
Teeth are cool.
I mean, they're in. They're trending.
There
I mean,
so
want to be
many...
a boy. Do you need a PR?
No, yes.
Because, like, I need
we
a
do.
Job in
we
about
don't
2 years.
PR, and we actually had a client today asking for PR services.
Oh, my God.
And we were like, we don't do that.
Oh, I...
Go somewhere else.
Can
We could contract.
In
you
2 years, I will be full-time PR level.
PR.
Okay.
PR.
You're going to be doing full-time PR?
Just
is
JK.
That
can JK.
Can I
be JK? Part-time.
I was like, you're going to do full-time?
JK, there's nothing in my life that's full-time. Not even parenting. Okay?
It's like, JK. Part-time.
JK. JK part-time.
I feel
this
like you
podcast, could
do, you
call
could
JK part time.
JK part time.
JK part time.
You can definitely do it part time.
JK. Part time. PT. JK PT.
JK PT.
Join us part time.
Join us part time on our schedule whenever we want, bi-quarterly.
Inconsistently. It's inconsistent and it's part time.
But please give me benefits and
buy my merch.
Oh.
JK part time. New...
JK PT.
Is your market this Saturday? Is that
yes.
the one?
Yes.
Is
I
it
work...
the museum one?
Oh my God.
Okay,
yes.
When does
this
it,
Saturday.
When does
I
it
am
start?
So not fucking ready at all.
Tanya, what time is it?
It's like 12 till 5.
Okay,
I'll
so
come,
I have work, but I'm going to come on my lunch break. My lunch
Please
break
come.
Is 1 to 2,
and
so I'll come for my lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
Please
I will come.
Come.
What time is best
come and
to
come? Just like just say hello, make me feel like less lonely.
I'll be there.
Yeah. I will have stickers. That's the level I'm at right now. I have to tomorrow, actually not tomorrow, even Thursday is my day to like try to produce some stuff to like have for sale.
I can make some stuff last minute if you need.
Okay, I might reach out to you actually because I know you're freaking amazing. Like, remember that market that I did like way back, like 9 years ago?
Yeah.
And you had those little necklaces.
Yeah.
Oh my God, those were sold like hotcakes.
I can make more of them.
Those were amazing. Yeah. Okay, maybe I will.
And Eden has like this really, because you remember like last year he made soap and candles.
Oh my God, yes, I remember.
It's really easy to make, especially the candles.
Yeah.
Do you have the mold?
Maybe.
Actually, the soap was really, we have the mold. I can't remember. One was really, they're both easy, but one was like ridiculously easy.
Okay, can you, whichever one that
I think it was
is,
the soap, I want
to,
I'll ask
Okay, we'll talk to, talk to Eden. Mm-hmm. Whichever one is the ridiculous easy one that can be made in like soap. A single day, like Friday.
Yeah.
Send that to me.
Yeah, it could be like a single day thing for
I
sure.
I need a single day
you
activity.
You just go to Michael's, get the thing, and you just make it in like an hour, and it's like done. Yeah. That's what I want to do,
because right now, like what I've been doing is painting ornaments.
I and love the ornament you made me.
I
have it all displayed.
I have some prints that I'm selling. Like the same old prints.
But they're so good though.
So I'm doing, I am selling same old prints, but like tangible, like offhand items, those are the ones that like I wanted to have.
You're the best under pressure though. You're going to produce.
Maybe the candles I will.
The candles or the soap. I've lost all respect. I don't know what it is. Make soap now. Soap, I've lost all respect
one
it is,
for soap makers.
Done in a day.
After you
me.
Made it so quickly.
Yeah, I was like, why are people charging so much money? I mean, whatever. I'm sure there's like artisanal.
Okay, send me the one that you can do in one day.
It's so easy.
What about your hoodies? About the hoodie you had at the Halloween market? That was a cat hoodie that I wanted. Did you order more of those?
I wanted to, but I dropped the ball. I'm too late now.
Okay.
But next market, I will. I don't know what happened with my life. Like
you're in school, so you've been very busy.
Fucking school took all my energy, and where I was like last minute. In fact, just today I was like, oh, do I have anything for this market?
I'm working out.
That's the problem. I'm working out.
Where's your gym that you don't go to because you don't need to go to the gym? But like,
I'm forgetting the name, but I feel like you would know it. It's like on Yates, but it's like in the brick building above, kind of near where like mini golf
Studio or whatever.
Upstairs. With the brick walls,
and that's supposed to be a good gym.
Yes. So Eden's friends were talking about it, and they say that they go there and people come and just like hang out. Like they don't even work out.
I don't
just
know
like
if I could do that. That's a little bit too like advanced.
That's what I said.
No,
I don't care. Like I fucking
I feel like
care.
People that I work I with also go there. The it's like a thing. It's like a scene.
Really?
That's the thing.
And are they? Is everyone fit there? Is everyone like they're
or people
like
just
savvy
hang
with
out
machines?
There?
I don't know. Eden said like, he's intimidated to go there, so I was like,
oh, if Eden's intimidated to go there, then I'm not going there.
Like, I'm intimidated in the sense that, like, even when I go into the gym that Che and I go to, like, they're so friendly, so welcoming.
That's nice.
Oh, it's amazing.
I can't believe you guys have a personal trainer.
It's really nice.
And you go together?
We go together.
That's so
How
sweet.
Often do you go?
Just once a week.
That's great.
That's so good.
It's really nice. And it's like, I have to say, like, the main reason for it is because I don't know how to use the machines. I'm going to fucking hurt myself because I want to be fit.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason. But in the gym itself, like, everyone is so nice.
That's
Everyone
so
is
nice.
So like non-judgmental, so nice, so helpful.
That's so sweet. Okay, I feel like gyms have changed.
I don't know though, it might just be this gym. I'm tempted to do it myself. Like I was like, hey, look at this, you guys. Actually, take a second. This part. Don't look at the bottom.
You got muscle.
Don't look at the bottom, but look at the top.
You have muscle,
Look at this.
This is feel so great.
Personal
trainer. That's personal trainer.
That's personal trainer. PT right there.
That's good.
Yeah.
But I've only been focusing on the top. I gotta focus on that. Anyway.
Nobody looks at the bottom.
No, they do. That's the bat wing. Everyone looks at the bat wing.
I feel like you gotta have the Popeye.
Like, is it wrong if I want to do a liposuction there? Like, right there?
But
like,
then you don't have the skin.
Can you liposuction this? Skin?
Yeah, I'm sure you can liposuction your whole body if you liposuction the skin, doesn't it?
That's all the celebrities who have thin arms, they have to cut the skin off. Yeah, they have had full on lipoed arms. Because like when you're this age, you have this. Everyone has it, even if you're like whatever, like it's just so anyone who's like a celebrity who doesn't have that has had it lipoed and cut.
Yeah, you have to cut it off.
Lipo and cut.
Yeah, you got to snip the skin off.
You gotta,
yeah.
Otherwise, it just hangs. Because then if you lipo it, the skin's still there.
But can I just work it out?
No, it'll still be there. Even if you're skinny, it will just be hanging skin.
Yeah. If the skin is not going to go away.
It's just being getting like it's your age.
Even if I like turn this into muscle,
no, it doesn't do anything.
You're huge. I guess it stretches.
This would have to be. This would have to be like incredible huge muscle.
I mean, if it's like bulging muscle,
it doesn't. No, it's
that's
like
interesting because like when I asked Jonah about it,
what
does
he say? Lies.
I was like, Jonah, look at this. I look freaking awesome. Thank you. This is all you. I said, now what do I? How do I get rid of this? And he was like, you have to cut it off.
He literally said it.
You have to cut it out.
Well, then he's being honest.
That's honest.
That's an honest kind of
what if I lost like a ridiculous amount of weight with that?
You just have with hanging arms.
Have you seen that? That they're all getting like crazy, really, really good facelifts? Like just recently, like the past week.
Like who?
Christina Aguilera. Jennifer Lawrence, Madonna got redone because she looked crazy.
Yeah.
Demi Moore got redone. Like a whole bunch of like those types of celebrities are all looking like really, really like insanely snatched and realistically young all of a sudden. And there's like rumors that there's like a new surgeon in LA who's like doing their work.
I actually read something about that like,
oh, Lindsay Lohan too.
That like, now the whole thing is because they all got way too much filler. They get like all their filler like squeezed out of their face, like drained. And then they have to get their face lifted because they've like fucked it up so bad with filler. But then they get it lifted and it's like, and because they get all their filler drained. That they, like you said, they look all like totally youthful and like taut compared to being all, you know,
puffy.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
The man's hand in the glove, you know.
Right?
The glove is smaller.
That small glove.
Lady's hand in the glove.
And that man's hand.
Tight. Good Lord. I like it all, but at the same time, it's like when I hear that, it's like I want it, but at the same time, then what happens to all the so sweet and they're just like, you know, like it's like it's nice to see that you've lived your age.
Yeah.
Because like at some point, people do die. And it's like you're going to be like 99 with a 26-year-old face and you're like, oh, that's so sad. They died so young. No, they were 96. Oh, okay. They lived a long, healthy life.
You just
have
to wear spandex, like, suction bodysuit type, like, turtleneck with gloves.
No, there's liposuction, so we've just discussed.
Right.
Get lipo it out and cut in. Lipo and cut. Lipo cut. Lipo cut.
Lipo and cut. Lipo the whole and cut. Body.
You're 26 forever.